Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Well, there's snow on the ground. It's cold. That can only mean one thing. It is the start of the college baseball season, of all things. Coach Brown, this is just bizarre. You're getting ready to head to Phoenix, Arizona for the start of the college baseball season. Going to play at a tournament in Grand Canyon. Obviously, boy, it just comes right up quick, doesn't it?
It does. This time of year where Mondays turn to Fridays and Fridays turn to Mondays, and all of a sudden, before you know it, it's time to play. But we've been chomping at the bit and working for this moment since just after Labor Day when school started, so the time couldn't come soon enough.
Well, Chris, I got to ask you, I think we sometimes forget that, this program is still in its relative infancy, hasn't been around all that long, and I don't know when we get to that point where people like me stop talking about it being in its relative infancy, but I thought last year, I think under anybody's guidelines, I thought the program really took not just one step, but several steps in the right direction. A pretty solid year for you.
Definitely. We, obviously would have liked to have done a lot better, but, that's always the case unless you win the national championship. So as a whole and looking at it in perspective of a fourth-year program, we took a big step forward last year and got second in the conference and kind of redeemed ourselves from the previous year. And from my standpoint, the second in the conference was a good accomplishment and whatnot. And I think the big thing that we really made a statement with was going 500 in the region, and we made an emphasis to play some of the better teams in the region last year, and we proved that we can go toe-to-toe and that we're a program that's on the up and up.
Now, Chris, when we take a look at last year, of course, some real solid performances, and I think every conference, particularly when you join a conference, there's always that pinnacle, there's always that team that's sort of out there, and certainly the team that stands out is Western Oregon. How close are you to a team like that right now? And it's probably an unfair question because you haven't even played any games yet, but nonetheless, let me throw it out anyway. In terms of the program's maturation, are you closing the gap some?
Definitely. You look at the series is against them last year. The series that we ended up going there was a last-minute switch, and we traveled a day later than normal, so we got into Salem at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and we had a noon game the next day, so that was less than ideal. Didn't play well. They kicked us, and we regrouped, and the next day we came back, and I believe it was 2-1 run losses, games 3 and 4, so played really well there, and then the four-game set here, we went toe-to-toe with them and only took one, should have had two of those four, but I think as a whole that was a statement for ourselves that, hey, we're ready to play with these guys and that they're only as good as you make them out to be in your mind, and that's why you play the game. And that's something we've been really emphasizing this year, is it doesn't matter what they've done, it doesn't matter what they did last year, it doesn't matter what they did yesterday, it's about what they're doing today, and our guys are jacked to play them. That's, kind of the measuring stick, if you will, and our guys are jacked to play them. We've been setting our sights on them, and that's been one of the big mindset changes too. Is in the past, it was okay, hey, we want to compete with this team and that team, and we know we should beat this one and whatever. And then, hey, against Western, let's just play good, and that's it. And that's really been a shift in the mindset of, hey, we're coming for you.
We're going to talk about not only this coming weekend, but also about some of the big plans for the year and what changes have been in store over the winter for Montana State Billings baseball in the second part of the Coaches Show with Chris Brown.
Everybody knows that an MVP is a most valuable player. How about the MVB, most valuable bank? Well, it's Montana-owned and offers you real people service. Local decisions, flexible terms, straight talk, and a quick turnaround. No matter what you're looking for, from a free checking account to an ag operating loan, from Montana's most respected commercial lenders to a home mortgage, you'll find your MVB right here. Stockman Bank, serving Montanans for over 50 years and now in 19 locations statewide. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball team, as they get set to start off the season in Phoenix, Arizona. It was interesting. Last year, I remember, during our first coaches show, we talked about the changes with the team and a slightly different approach last year from the standpoint that you felt that you strengthened your team by subtraction. A few players didn't come back, and that ended up, you felt, being a good thing from the standpoint of team team chemistry and things of that nature, not even talking about it from a talent standpoint. Is it different this year? I know you got a lot of good talent coming back. What sort of things were you focusing on during the off season in order to strengthen this program?
You know, this year our biggest challenge is, you know, we've got 16 new guys in the program, and anytime you bring in that many guys, it's a challenge. And we had a big turnover at the top. We had 12 seniors last year, and we brought in 13 transfers and some incoming freshmen. And so that was the big challenge right away, was just getting them to mesh. And you know, in the 10 years that I've been doing this, this is by far the most cohesive unit that we've had, the best team chemistry, best atmosphere, and you know, and all the biggest tests we're going to face is how are they going to respond when we start playing, and you know, when we do well, how are they going to respond to that? Are they going to get a little too big for themselves, or are they going to stay even keel and keep plugging along? And conversely, when we have a rough patch, how are they going to respond? And I think that's probably the biggest question every year with the team is how do they respond to success and to, you know, adversity? And we've talked about it, we've stressed it, and we've put them in situations where, you know, we know they're going to succeed, and we've also put them in situations where we know they're going to fail. And I think that as a whole, they've responded really well, and they've proven that they're a tough group of guys that have bonded together and really have shown that they're we guys and not me guys.
What do you see as the strengths of not only the recruiting class but the team as a whole this year? And again, you know, I'm sure as the year goes on, we're going to see some strengths that maybe surprise you a little bit. Maybe on the flip side, maybe a couple of weaknesses early on that might surprise you a little bit. I don't know. You never know until you get out on the field. But what do you see just kind of on the onset as some of the strengths of this team heading into the 2010 campaign?
You're going to laugh, Ken, but I see a bunch of dirtbags, guys that are hard-nosed ball players and that just go all out. And that's really when we put an emphasis on getting athletes and getting guys that are hard-nosed kids. And, you know, a couple guys are moving positions and whatnot. But all in all, when it comes down to it, we've got a bunch of ball players this year that are gamers. And that was a point of emphasis this year in the recruiting process. And you know, I think offensively we're going to have a little more pop top to bottom in the lineup. At least that's what the fall indicated. And, you know, on the mound, last year we got pretty lucky, to be honest with you. We had 17 complete games and really six pitchers through, without looking at it, probably 80-plus percent of our innings. And now this year we feel like we've got, you know, a really solid front four, but we've also got, you know, 10 guys that we feel really confident about, and I think that'll definitely change game plan, and we're not going to be in a position where, you know, you got to let a guy out, let him hang a little bit longer than maybe you'd like just because there's nothing behind him. So, you know, now we'll have a lot more options and a lot more flexibility with the staff as a whole, and I think between those two things, you know, the improvements offensively and then on the mound, it's going to be a little bit different look this year, and the other thing is just it's a tough-nosed group, man. These guys fight and scratch and claw and don't give up. We've put them in some pretty ridiculous situations where, okay, hey, we're down by 10, and there's an out in the bottom of the ninth, and the one practice we did that, it was like, all right, you know, let's put them in a situation where it's pretty near impossible, and they hung a 12 spot. And you know, those things right there indicate that this is a group that's not going to give up and that's going to just fight until the end.
All right, we're going to talk about the upcoming week, a big weekend as the Montana State Billings baseball team begins the 2010 campaign on the third part of the Coaches Show with Chris Brown.
Sports Health is for the athlete in all of us. Sports Health is all about getting back into the game, no matter what your game is, baseball, running, basketball, or walking. Sports injuries are cared for by a professional team of orthopedic physicians and therapists with the goal of getting you back into the action. Don't be sidelined. If you're injured, ask your physician to send you to Sports Health at St. Vincent Healthcare.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, our first of the 2010 season with Chris Brown, the head coach for the Montana State Billings baseball season as they get set to begin the season in Phoenix, Arizona, as part of a tournament with Grand Canyon University. No use whining about it. There's not a darn thing you can do about it. I alluded to it at the start, but since I know you won't complain about it, I will. The fact we got so much snow on the ground, I got to believe, you know, it's something you have to deal with every year for the most part, but you guys haven't got any time playing outside, I'm assuming. I know it can be frustrating, and certainly it's probably a disadvantage at the start of the year. What do you do to deal with that?
You know, you can't make it a crutch. You can't make it an excuse. It is what it is. And, you know, the old adage is a craftsman never blames his tools. Well, you know, you can't use the facilities or lack thereof as an excuse. And we've accomplished a lot inside. We've been able to get down to the soccer field a couple times and do some Team D stuff. You know, obviously, you know, you compare it to last year. Last year we were outside January 10th, and we're outside year-round. And by this point in time, we'd already inter-squatted about a dozen times. And this year, unfortunately, we weren't able to. So you take the hand that you're dealt, and you make the best of it. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, what we've been doing with the guys is saying, hey, you know, you can make this an excuse or you can make this motivation, and it's your choice. And, you know, and they've played enough baseball at this point in time in their lives, Ken, that, you know, yeah, you got to knock some of the rust off, but it's not starting from scratch. These guys have all played before, and, you know, and we're still going live inside, so they're seeing that. And we're still getting plenty of ground ball work and Team D and all that. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be a little bit, or a few more wrinkles than normal, but, you know, that should iron itself out pretty quick, and this is a real experienced group, so I'm not too worried about it.
Let's talk about the schedule, beginning, of course, with the tournament in Phoenix. How do you like the way the schedule shapes up this season?
You know, we once again put an emphasis on in-region play. This is probably the toughest schedule that we've had in the 5 years here. There's no powder puff U's this year. Everybody on our schedule is a very quality team. You know, Grand Canyon is a historically successful program, and they were tough last year. And then we go up to Dixie, and Dixie's really exploded onto the Division II scene, and they're you know, competitive regionally but also nationally. And then we go on and we play Sonoma, who was in the World Series last year. And, you know, there's no breaks and there's no rest for the wicked, if you will. So we put that schedule together with that in mind, that, hey, if we're going to be the best and we want to do what we say we want to do, you got to beat the best to get there.
And, of course, which is just something that we deal with every year, it's a long time before you finally get to start playing at home. On the flip side, you know what, if you can be competitive, if you can hold on the road, by the time you get home, boy, you can really make some waves. I know that's a long ways down the road. I'm not asking you to jump that far ahead. But nonetheless, as tough as that, as foreboding as that road schedule is at the beginning of the season, things look pretty good towards the end.
Definitely. And that's, you know, that's kind of the thought process when we put that together is, and part of it is by necessity. The other part of it is by design, that we play the first half on the road and the second half at home. You know, I'm a big believer in that once you get in road mode, you travel pretty well. And traditionally, we've traveled very well. We've actually have a better home record than home record here, and I think that has a lot to do with, there's no distractions. It's baseball, schoolwork, and that's it. And those are the only two things that they have on the road. And, you know, now you get at home, and yeah, it's nice to sleep in your own bed and eat a little bit more consistent as far as your meal schedule, but there's a few more distractions when you're here. So, you know, our focus isn't necessarily whether we're on the road or whether we're at home. It's that we're playing, and it's that game that day, and it doesn't matter where it is, when it is. We just need to be focused and ready to play.
The interesting thing, too, I think about on the road, the nice thing about going on the road early in the season really allows the team to gel even more so. I mean, I imagine they'd probably be a little sick of each other after about 3 or 4 weeks. It's just human nature. But nonetheless, it allows that when you're playing a heavy, top-heavy home schedule. You know, you might not get some of that.
Definitely, yeah. You know, when that's done, if you can put up with a guy for, you know, an 18-hour bus trip down to Phoenix and stay with him for, you know, 13 days on the road and then bounce back and take a couple more road trips, you might not like the guy, but you sure as heck love him. And that's what team chemistry is about. And, you know, we're not expecting guys to be best friends and best buddies. We want them to be best teammates. And I think that, you know, hit the nail on the head that, when you spend that much time together, you really don't have a choice but to come together, and I think that, you know, kind of lays the foundation for a successful year.
And March 26th, I believe that'll be the first time we get an actual look at the Yellow Jacket program, correct?
Yes, sir, against Central Washington.
All right. And again, very pleased to be talking with Chris Brown. Congratulations on a very successful last season. Looking for even better things this year.
Thanks, Ken.
All right. And that's the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show with Ken Edelblue and Chris Brown. Thanks, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.